This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Trump administration plan to steer dues elsewhere may not be legal. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In July, President Donald Trump announced he's withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization effective July 2021. Trump was unhappy with the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and he demanded As a follow-up, the State Department said Wednesday the U.S. will not pay the more than $60 million it owes in dues to the WHO. The Trump administration plans to steer the money instead to the United Nations to pay other assessments. However, that plan may hit a snag. Under U.S. law, arrears must be paid before the United States can withdraw from most international organizations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The World Health Organization issued new guidelines Wednesday on the use of life-saving drugs, hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the corticosteroid drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. That panel made a conditional recommendation against the same steroids in people with milder COVID-19 cases. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It is the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler McKesson Corporation has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. This is VOA News. More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, and Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers, and the number worldwide approaches 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half of the world's cases. Another celebrity is coming forward with a story about fighting the coronavirus. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Dwayne Johnson says his world was rocked when he and his family all tested positive for COVID-19. The former pro wrestler and actor says he was shocked after hearing that he, his wife, and their two young daughters all had the disease. In an 11-minute-plus clip on Instagram, Johnson said having the illness was one of the most challenging and difficult things that he and his family have ever had to endure. He says they're all better now. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Germany says it has unequivocal evidence that prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That is the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Brazil. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. A European leader searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it outrageous. Tropical storm Nana is barreling westward just off the coast of Honduras on a collision course with the tiny nation of Belize, where thousands of people were stocking up on food, water, and construction materials. Long lines stretched through supermarkets and hardware store shelves were nearly bare as Belizeans bought materials to board up windows and doors ahead of Nana's expected landfall late Wednesday night or early Thursday, possibly as a hurricane. Some of U.S. veterans who planned to climb aboard a battleship in Hawaii's Pearl Harbor to mark the 75th anniversary of the Japanese surrender that ended World War II instead watched a live stream of the ceremony from home. The threat from the coronavirus kept them away from the USS Missouri Wednesday. Instead of parades and a ceremony with thousands of people, about 50 local vets and government officials gathered on the ship. Jerry Peterson was a young Marine when he was witnessed the surrender and watched the 75th anniversary ceremony from his son's home in California. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.